This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
No, Wayne Allyn Root again. This is Lee Elsie filling in for the one and only Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network. Yes, it's 12/26/2018, and hopefully that means you were able to navigate your way through Christmas. I did, I guess, in a way. I do have an interesting show. I'm looking forward to it. 3 hours we'll spend together. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-927-8255. My email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. And once again, love to hear from you guys as we navigate the 3 hours together. Wayne will officially be back in his full capacity tomorrow night in all his glory, so we'll get a chance to hear him again tomorrow night. But we got some surprises too today. I got a surprise guest coming up that they won't allow me to tell you exactly who it is, but that's coming up around the corner. But it's probably, and I hate to say this because I know this is Wayne's show, but it's probably the biggest guest that's ever been on the show that I've got coming on sometime in this hour. So we'll check in with that person in a little bit. I also have Daniel Krauthammer coming on and Dr. Jarvis to talk about healthcare in the third hour of the program. So I normally come on with some big topic to talk about, something something major, something going on, whether it's immigration, whether it's guns, whether it's the Me Too movement, or whatever big story, Trump or the shutdown. We could do all of that, and we can get to some of that stuff certainly before the end of the night tonight. But my point, I guess, today, I wanted to start out and talk about Christmas a little bit. And what I meant by Christmas is my Christmas a little bit. So, me and the wife don't do a lot of things anymore, but on Christmas, not Eve, but Christmas Eve Eve, the 23rd, my wife had to pick something up at Sears. I don't know if you guys have Sears where you are. Now, if you read the paper or watch the news, Sears is, well, some of the locations are basically folding up and going out of business. I think the whole Sears empire is, I guess, either selling it or closing itself down within the next year. But our Sears over here in Connecticut is the last Connecticut Sears is shutting down by December 31st. So my wife buys the strangest thing. She buys like racks for her shoes, racks for her store quality racks where you hang coats on. She likes that stuff. She buys it, and she's got herself her own little giant closet in the basement, which looks sort of like a thrift store. And it really does. It's crazy. Anyway, the point is, so she bought another one of these at this Sears, and we needed to use my beat-up pickup truck to pick it up because it's a big sort of bulky thing. So now, keep in mind, the Sears has announced that it was going to close, and we're 2 days before Christmas, and it announced it was going to close like maybe 5 or 6 months ago, and the sales, like, they started out at 40%, then they got to 50%, and now it's like 70% off everything. So I walk in, Christmas Eve Eve, it's about, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and my wife has this ticket. She has to go to this particular counter and hand the ticket in, and then they'll go through some process, and they'll deliver her racks for her clothes outside, and I'll put it in the truck. But anyway, there's a line for this ticket taker. It's around the building. It's an hour wait. So she stands in the line, and I'm going to walk around this Sears. Now, Sears is a department store. So if you don't know what it is, if you're living in Vegas or Minneapolis, Dallas, New York, wherever, San Antonio, and you don't have Sears, which you might not, I don't know, it's a department store. And normally it's a department store filled with stuff. And it's got two levels. Its upper level is mostly clothes, the lower level is mostly appliances. And so I'm walking through there, and it's like Armageddon. It's chaos, man. It's like men and women and fires, and it's like tribal. Anything and everything about the end of civilization is happening in this Sears as I walk in. Kids are running around. They're throwing footballs off of a wall. No one's saying nothing. No one's saying boo. No, there's not enough workers to care, right? And things are slashed. Like, there's a refrigerator for $1,000. It was $7,000. And there's leaf blowers that are just laying on the floor. If you want it, you grab it, you take it. If you can make it out of the store, no one will get you because no security is working. It's just, it's lunacy, right? And I'm being, and there's, you know, it's the garbage everywhere, and just people are rummaging through clothes, and it's the most apocalyptic scenario you could possibly imagine. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this is what civilization is coming to, right? It's just crazy. And people are, like, elbowing each other to get a $5 pair of sunglasses and kicking each other to get a pair of old shoes. Anyway, I end up somehow befriending this group of young, like, teenage kids who are throwing the football around. Now, you got to remember, this is a store that used to have stuff everywhere. Now it's just like sort of empty space. So they're playing football, they're throwing, they're passing the ball around. So I get to be part of that. I'm a kid again. And we're running up and down the escalator. We're running the wrong way. The escalator's going up and running down because nobody's paying attention. It's total chaos. And that was my Christmas Eve. And I get downstairs, and the same thing is happening downstairs. And like I said, there's refrigerators that half price. And so I made this guy, and the moral of the story is, I'm getting the moral of the story because I know you want a moral of the story. And the moral of the story is for all my married friends out there who are listening. Don't ever make the mistake of pointing out, like, a great deal to your wife, significant other, whoever, husband, if he happens to be, you know, the person that loves to accumulate stuff, that there's an incredible deal that they have to see. Because I saw this refrigerator that it was a $6,900 refrigerator, and it was marked down into less than $2,000, because again, they're getting rid of everything as fast as they can. And on the front of it is a computer screen. Now, listen, me and my wife, I don't have anything that fancy in the house. Nothing like that fancy. Nothing close to that. So I tell her, you got to go down and see this refrigerator. Just because I wanted to see it, because it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Like, you can actually surf the internet, and you can watch, I'm sure you can watch a movie on a refrigerator. Why you would want to do that, I don't know. But I didn't think, I wasn't thinking it through. I wasn't really, you know, putting all the sort of the ducks in a row, because I didn't realize that when my wife saw it, she would want it, like, immediately. No, we have to buy this. This is the greatest thing ever. Now, we do have a new, it's a new refrigerator. I have a new refrigerator. I mean, it's not as nice as this one, but I have one. So, round and round we go. In the store, she's like, we can sell ours. We got to get this. And look how cheap it is. Ours was almost more than this. And we can sell ours for this and get this for this. And I'm like, no, we can't do it, blah, blah, blah. And like, so, you know, chaos. And of course, I did win in this one. I rarely ever win those arguments. But I did win this one. And I felt so bad when I got home, I decided to go back. And I was going to go back and try to make a deal for the refrigerator. Maybe I could talk the guy down to whatever. So I went back, and of course it was sold, and I broke my wife's heart on Christmas. That's my sad Christmas story, is my poor wife, who just muddles through life in my shadow, in my enormous shadow. All she wanted for Christmas was a $7,000 refrigerator that I could not deliver. And that is a sad, sad Christmas story that I have to bear. What can I tell you? That is my 2018 Christmas story. It's not pretty, but it is me. So I will have to try, my wife and I will have to try to live our lives without a computer in the refrigerator. I told her I would buy a laptop and put it on a stool near our current refrigerator, and it would serve pretty much as the same thing. But that didn't go over well. That didn't go over well at all. Anyway, I'm excited to be part of the Great War Now radio program. It's the USA Radio Network. We are a day after Christmas, like I said. There is a lot of serious stuff going on. I don't know. I found that story funny. It was funny. I guess it's funny to me because, A, I never go to a store. I rarely ever go out. I'm like Howard Hughes. I'm a hermit when it comes to that. I hate to shop. And here I am, like, really not a shopper. I go into this store where literally, it's like, you have to imagine, kids swinging from rafters and, you know, parents swearing and throwing. It was nuts. Nuts. And the poor people behind the counters have to try to be pleasant, and they're trying to be nice, and yes, sir, no, sir, and what can I do for you now? And, you know, they know they're basically going to be out of a job in a week, but they're probably happy because of all the nonsense they've had to go through for as long as they've had to go through it. So, anyway, again, Christmas, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope you enjoyed your Christmas holiday and off to the new year. In fact, I think somewhere along the line today during the course of the show, I'm going to dig up the 10 biggest stories, sort of just to go over some of the big stories that happened in 2018 and go over some of those with you guys. Like I said, we've got a lot to get to. I want to do something I didn't get to last time as well. I want to just dabble into this. There's a situation with some transgenders and Christmas and Santa. I know it's kind of over, but I can still go over that. Because I didn't get a chance to do that when I filled in for Wayne last week. So we'll do that somewhere along the line today. And of course, take as many phone calls as we can squeeze in. The most friendly, caller-friendly show in America right here is War Now, the USA Radio Network. I'm Lee Elsie. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests. All natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, meaning they've been chosen by the state of Texas to run the Fort Knox of Texas. So you know you could trust them. The state of Texas trusts them. You can trust them. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about, buy, and sell precious metals. They get my highest rating. Wayne Allyn Root trusts them. Wayne Allyn Root says they have integrity. Wayne Allyn Root says they have credibility. Matter of fact, one single person who contacted them, one, out of all the hundreds and hundreds of people, I won't say thousands, I'll guess hundreds and hundreds who have contacted them because of this national radio and national TV show. They sponsor both. Out of hundreds and hundreds of customers, one complained to me that they didn't get what they wanted on time. And I thought, all right, so I'll forward it to my guys at U.S. Gold Bureau. And they came back and they told me why she complained, because she ordered a specific item and the company that makes it went out of business. Literally, that week went out of business, and it was just a backload, and they couldn't get it to her on time, but instead they got her something else quickly, and she just sent me a thank you note the other day and said, how wonderful to have customer service like this, and Wayne Root helps. So I'm always here to help you make things right. But they're a great company, U.S. Gold Bureau. And they've teamed up with me to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. I don't make any money on it. There's no conflicts of interest. I don't make a penny. They just gave it that name. What a great honor. And you call them and find out about the Wayne Root Investor Starter Package. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and again, a few minutes away from a sweep through the bottom. And when we come back, we'll have a very special guest joining us, maybe the biggest guest ever to appear on the Wayne Allen Root Show. And again, you can call in 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. You can email me. It's always nice to get emails from around the country. Lee Elsie Radio, that's L-E-E-E-L-C-I Radio. At gmail.com. If you are a proud owner of a 401k or any stocks, you are probably jumping for joy today. You may have been on a bridge up until today, but the Dow rallies 1,000 points, logging its biggest single day point gain ever. And the next guest that joins us, I think, is going to have a lot to say about this. But stocks posted their best day in nearly a decade on Wednesday, with the Dow notching its largest one-day gain in the history of it. So 30, it's probably just an exhale of, oh, my God, thank you, as it didn't go down more. So, you know, you've got a very volatile market, no question about that. But at least you've got some kind of a rally today to hang your hat on and at least some optimism out there. So, I don't know what to expect from this. I don't think anybody does. Nobody does. There are people out there who claim to be experts. There are people out there who, again, claim to be able to know which way it's going to turn, which way it's going to move, which way it's going to sort of navigate itself. And, you know, those people are called billionaires, basically, for the most part, because when you can make that kind of a prediction and get it right more often than get it wrong, I mean, that's one of the hardest things to do. But, again, at least we got to bounce back today, which is good. And, again, I think we can talk to our next guest about that in just a second. But I wanted to share one other thing before we get to the break. And it's sort of about football, but it's really about America. No one, apparently, wants to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. Nobody. Apparently, the one act that is sort of pseudo kind of locked in is Maroon 5, but they haven't given the total double thumbs up commitment. And a bunch of the Hollywood super elite superstar lefties are putting a lot of pressure on all these musical acts not to perform. So they're putting, you know, the hex on it. And whoever the NFL asks, they're saying no. And the Super Bowl is watched by a billion people. More than that. So, I mean, there's got to be a group out there that wants to be seen by a billion people and wants to make a statement about America in the process. Now, if there isn't, and actually probably better even if there isn't a group like that out there, how about the NFL go to the five major services, Air Force, Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard, and get their bands, to play a halftime show, put on a halftime spectacular unlike any other. Flyovers, jets, you name it. Blow any other act or actress or actor away. Just bang, done. Bring on the heavies. You know, come with the whole thing. I mean, why doesn't the NFL do that? They should do that. If nobody wants to be a part of this thing because of the so-called kneeling, I say the NFL bring on all of the armed forces and their bands to do a great job at the halftime. And I don't ever watch the halftime show, but if the bands from our service members would be there, I'd do it for sure. All right, it's Lee Elsie. Great guest coming up next, USA Radio Network. Don't move.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
The Dow is posting its biggest single-day point gain ever. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,086 points to close at 22,878. Alan Knuckman is a trader on Wall Street. He joins Fox News and tries to make some sense of this.
Today is the beginning, possibly, of a bottom. If we can build on this. Now, we just remember, we were negative early in the session, so we made new lows and a higher close. That's very positive. But a lot of this seems to be a short squeeze today. You need some follow-through on this.
President Trump made a surprise visit to Iraq, and on that visit, he's praising the troops for helping defeat ISIS.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria.
This is the president's first trip to an active war zone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm just a very busy guy and I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But have I got a great one to recommend to you? A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I'm from New York, you know. I believe in revenge and vengeance. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This book is the first book of the series, and I could hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And speaking of books, when Wayne came to our party here in Connecticut, by the way, packed house, 600 people, he brought the house down, big standing ovation. He brought a bunch of books, and I stole like 10 of the books without him knowing it. And we've been giving them away on my morning show here in Connecticut, and I swear it, the lines explode whenever we do that. So all good stuff. And Wayne, no question about it, knows his books. Now, I promised you guys I was going to deliver the biggest guest that Wayne has ever had. We've had on good guests. I've filled in, I think, 15, 16, 17 times, something like that, and we always try to bring on some heavies. But this is about to be the biggest guest that Wayne has ever had and this show has ever had. So please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Wayne Allen Root to his own show. Wayne, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Lee, you know everybody thought you were going to have President Trump when you say that. I mean, they had to thought that. But it is Wayne. It's me. I'm on holiday for a day. But what a great day. It was, actually, I wish I was on today because there's so much news between the government shutdown, the wall, the crazy rantings of Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and, of course, the greatest day in the history of Wall Street today. Up 1,000 points. No day like that in the history of Wall Street. So thank God. What a fantastic comeback. Good news for Trump. Good news for the American economy. Good news for anyone who's got a 401k or a SEP IRA. Good news for America. You know, unlike liberals, I don't root for America to crash. I never have. I hated Obama's guts, and I thought he was a communist and destroyed our country, or tried to destroy it. Never once, Lee, never once did I sit around going, God, I hope the stock market crashes. I hope the economy crashes. Because I own stocks, and I own real estate, and I own businesses. Why would I want it to crash? I could hate Obama, but I still want the economy to do well. Matter of fact, you know, he was the one that made it do as bad as it did. I was rooting for it to go up, not because I wanted to help him, but just because I wanted to help me. So I just, it's so hard for me to understand that liberals root against the American economy and they're rooting for a crash, but they must be suicidal. They must have their knives at their wrist right now because the market just had the greatest day in history and we've won. I think this is probably a pretty good sign that we won, meaning Trump didn't hurt the economy. It was year-end selling. There were all kinds of reasons why hedge funds sell at the end of the year. They have programs that force them to sell at the end of the year and then buy again for tax purposes. And then there's a lot of reasons why people sell at the end of the year. But in general, it was just a little bit of a downslide for a while. It wasn't that Donald Trump is a terrible person and the stock investors were rooting against Donald Trump. This had nothing to do with that. My great friend Kit Perridge, who's my economic guru for this show, has said for about a week now that the market is greatly oversold. We're due for a massive rebound. He said it again this morning in his VRA Insider report. We're due for a massive turnaround. Generally, on average, when the market goes down this much, you could look for it to go up in the next few months by like 30%. And today it goes up 1,000 points. Kip had the balls to say that. He was 100% right. This was just about technicals and systems telling, you know, hedge funds to sell at the same time. And all of a sudden, it was oversold. It's back again. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump's leadership. Never did. Today was the proof. So I'm feeling very good.
Well, Well, you know, Obama got a chance to do his, or they went through his stock market with, you know, pumping the stock market filled up with artificial money, not having a rate increase as far as the Fed. Now, Trump had to try to do it with none of that. And, in fact, they actually were going against him by raising the Fed over and over again. So what has been accomplished, at least to this point, has been pretty substantial.
Yeah, well, you know, don't forget, it isn't even 2 years that Trump's been in office. You know, 2 years will be, whatever, January 17th, whatever the inauguration was. So coming up, it's still another month or so, a little bit less, maybe 3 weeks before his second-year anniversary. In 2 years, the Fed has raised interest rates 7 times.
Right.
Obama was in office 8 years. They raised interest rates once in 8 years. It was zero interest rates basically for the entire 8 years and nothing but rate cuts for the entire 8 years. So Obama got to, you know, got to face headwinds going the correct direction, and Trump has had to fight headwinds going the wrong direction against him, and yet he's produced a much better economy than Obama. And liberals are angry, they're bitter, they're jealous, they're envious, they just can't stand what Trump has done. And so they're trying to do like Indian war dances, praying for Trump's economy to collapse, not understanding, I guess, that I assume all of them have 401ks, I assume they've got pensions, I assume they get paid, they have jobs. If the economy goes under, everybody loses. How could you be so dumb as to root for the economy to crash because you hate the president? I repeat, I hated Obama's guts, and I rooted for the economy to do well because the economy is you and me. You can't root against the economy. You could root against the president, but you'd have to be crazy to want an economy to be bad if you own even if you own a small store selling some sort of product. People aren't going to buy if they have no money in their pocket, if they lose their job. And so there's no question we all need the market to keep going up. We need the economy to do well. So today was a good day and a big day, and I think it's a, you know, a happy New Year's for all of us because, you know, it didn't just rebound. If it got up 100 points today, I'd say that was a pretty good sign that the, you know, the worst is behind us. But it went up 1,000 points, the most in one day in the history of the United States Stock Exchange. So, I mean, I think it was a good endorsement of Donald Trump today. You know, as I said in several of my rantings on my Twitter page in the last few days, if I'm Trump, I just come back with more tax cuts. I come back with more regulation cuts. I come back with building the wall. I come back with killing Obamacare. Those are the things that will turn the economy around. Don't worry about the Fed. It's not in your hands. Nothing you can do about that. Just keep doing what you've been doing because it worked. It worked dramatically. It worked fantastically. Why would you give up and change direction now? It's what liberals want you to do so you could have the same economy as Obama, a crap economy that produces nothing but crappy, low-wage, minimum-wage jobs that are good for illegal aliens and nobody else. That's what Obama produced for 8 years with the lowest interest rates in history and with the Fed dropping money, quantitative easing, dropping money on all of our heads like a helicopter 24 hours a day so that we went $10 trillion in debt. And Trump's unlucky enough to have a Fed that raises interest rates 7 times, and instead of a quantitative easing, this Fed is doing quantitative tightening. They're pulling back all the money they dropped on Wall Street. They're taking it all back now to make it harder and harder to make a buck. And despite all those headwinds, Trump's produced this amazing economy. Like right now, they just announced, Lee, that the GDP is a little worse. It's, you know, it's declined a little bit, as one, you know, would imagine. It's not a big surprise. Things aren't quite as good as they were 6 months ago. So it's pulled back. So GDP is only running about 3.4%. Do you know it was 1.6 for the entire average of 8 years of Obama? 1.6. That means double 1.6, you have 3.2. Trump's at 3.4. Our economic growth is well above double what Obama produced, and liberals have the nerve to tell you Trump's not doing a good job.
Let me ask you about the head of the Fed, though, wanting to take him out. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't want to kill him, so let's make sure everybody knows when you say take him out, Lee, that Wayne Root isn't recommending killing Jay Powell, the head of the Fed. But I certainly would love to fire him. But, you know, look, I became the most successful sports handicapper in America by being a contrarian. You know, you have to have such balls of steel that when everyone in the world is saying, you know, bet the Raiders tonight and they're playing the Denver Broncos, nobody wants the Broncos. Everyone thinks they're horrible. I'm the guy who's always the one guy who has the Broncos. I'm a contrarian. I believe that people are always wrong, and the most wrong are not the average guy in a bar stool. The most wrong are the experts. They're all idiots. They don't know anything. They're overeducated eggheads from Harvard and Columbia, and they don't know anything. whatever they say, do the opposite. And so I feel the same way about the Fed. These are a bunch of intellectual eggheads. They don't know what they're doing. They're being protected by all the people at Wall Street who are intellectual eggheads and deep state people and D.C. swamp people. They all are in the same rigged game together, and they try and make you hysterical that if Trump fires the head of the Fed, oh, my God, we've got to crash the stock market. There's no confidence. Trump's a madman. Trump's mentally ill. You can't fire the head of the Fed. It's an independent group. No, actually, it's not independent. Actually, it's just lousy. Actually, the Fed was formed in, I think it was 1913 or 1916. I always forget which is the right number. Maybe Chris will look it up. My board op, Chris, is always good at finding this stuff while I'm talking. I think it was 1916 is when the Fed was founded. And it has one main goal, to protect the value of the dollar at all costs. Since 1916, in 100-plus years it's been around, guess what's happened? The value of the dollar is down 97%. So are these smart people or are these morons? I believe they're moron eggheads who have no idea what they're doing and are basically always wrong about everything. And so they were always wrong about the Great Recession we had. Ben Bernanke said in 2007, there's nothing coming, there's nothing wrong with the economy. And then when it hit really bad in 2008, he said, don't worry about it. It's a little hiccup, it's no big deal. And the subprime mortgage, he said, was no big deal. These guys are wrong about everything, and I think Jay Powell, the new head of the Fed, is wrong about everything too. And if I was Trump, I would fire him. And don't worry about all the Wall Street eggheads who are protecting him and saying, we'll crash the market if you fire him, because there'll be a loss of confidence. The
Wayne, we gotta take a break. We'll come right back. Hang out with us?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. We'll be back on War Now.
No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
War now!
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
So I'm not sure if I'm supposed to talk or Wayne's supposed to talk. But I think I'll just talk instead. Wayne is our guest here, Wayne Allen Root of the War Now radio program. He's on each and every afternoon slash evening, depending upon where you're listening to him. And again, he took a couple days off, but there's so much going on in the world today. He wanted to call in and chat with us for a little bit about some of the stuff. And so we did the economy blowing up in a big way today, in a good way. Let's talk about the wall for a little bit, because obviously that is on everybody's mind. And I mean, how do you think Trump played this? What's your feeling on how he played it from the beginning?
Well, I think he was giving up. You know, I really do believe he was giving up, but he was going to wait like all the idiots, all the big government idiots and all the deep state idiots and all the D.C. swamp idiots around him told him, don't worry about it, we'll get it later, and you were never going to get it later. It's now or never. Either you shut the government down, you get it now, or you're never going to get it. What do you think, you're going to get it when Nancy Pelosi gavels in as the next chairman of the Congress? Come on, she's the Speaker of the House, and she's in charge, and you're never going to get anything. If you ever had a chance to get it, it's now, as the Congress ends for the session, and Republicans are still in charge. So he had to do a government shutdown, and I think it was, you know, it was Wayne Root and Sean Hannity and Mike Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter that convinced him to do the government shutdown. I know he watches my show on Newsmax TV. I've heard that from people in the know, that he tunes in all the time. And I told him, you've got to have a government shutdown. There's no choice, because you're not going to get reelected in 2020 unless you show people that you mean business and we've got to get this wall. You made it your main issue, and we've got to get it. You can't make believe that, you know, it's okay to just keep postponing it and postponing it. So I think he got the message from conservative talk radio. I think everyone at conservative talk radio is a hero. And I just don't mean Rush Limbaugh and Wayne Root and Ann Coulter. I mean all the people listening right now, who are my listeners and yours, Lee. We're the heroes, and they're the heroes, because you guys made a lot of phone calls to the White House, and you made your voice clear and heard, and Trump heard it loud and clear, and realized that he's going to lose the election. And he's not going to go down in history as a great president unless he gets that wall. So I don't think he's moving very far from his stated goal to get at least $5 billion. I think it's a big mistake. I think he should be going for the whole $25 billion. But he is going for $5 billion. And I think he might negotiate a little bit, but not much. He's got to get a down payment at least on that wall. And by the way, I wrote a column that's coming out tomorrow. Newspapers around the country, but it emanates in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and I said, look, Democrats, there's an argument here. We all need to win. Nobody negotiates to lose. Everybody needs to win. It's got to be a win-win. So we get full funding of the wall, and you guys get full funding of the new Hudson River Tunnel in New York that cost billions, that's so desperately wanted by Governor Cuomo and Senator Schumer. And, you know, leaders of the Democratic Party are off in New York, and they all want that new Hudson River Tunnel. Well, we'll give you that. If you give us the wall, that's number one. And number two, if you give us the end of chain migration and the end of the visa lottery and the end of birthright citizenship, we'll give you a deal for the Dreamers, and they get to stay in America. Those are the two deals on the table, I think, that should be offered. And if we get it done, everybody wins. And Democrats would be morons and suicidal to say no to that, because they get to go back to their constituents and say, we saved the Dreamers, and we got the Hudson River Tunnel that's going to cost $20 billion. We got everything we wanted, so we gave up some things. Big deal. Everybody wins. It's either a win-win or a lose-lose, but you don't want to be suicidal and take everybody down. Everyone's got to feel they either won, or everybody's got to feel they gave up a little too much. But that's the way you negotiate, and that's the deal you should be aiming for. And if you can't get that, then use budget reconciliation to jam the thing through in the next few days. Because you jam through the tax cuts with budget reconciliation, meaning you only need 51 votes. Why can't you do that with the wall? That's what Trump should be aiming at right now. Budget reconciliation. If I'm not mistaken, that's how they jammed through Obamacare. That's how we jammed through the tax cuts. So there's precedent. It's been used 20 times in the history of America. Why can't you make it number 21 to get the wall?
What kills me is the hypocrites on the left who 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, were all about quote-unquote offense. And now all of a sudden when the dialogue has changed and the verb has changed, it's become a wall. And now that it's immoral and it's unconscionable. But, you know, I always thought, and I don't know if you agree with me, I always thought if Trump came out with an infrastructure package first and he attached the wall to the infrastructure package, there's no way they could have said no to that. Just what you were just saying,
yeah.
You know, tunnels being built,
yeah.
Highways being paved, and then the wall. It would have been a home run.
I got no problem. Look, the wall is infrastructure. It's part of spending money and putting people to work. I think it's a good idea. I have no problem with it. I just, the thing that bothers me is being of Jewish heritage. I'm a big fan of Israel. And, you know, anyone who argues that walls don't work is a complete moron or a complete liar deceiving the American people, because the wall in Israel is one of the most successful examples of a wall in the history of the world. You know, I mean, the Great Wall of China wasn't bad either. The wall around the Vatican isn't bad either. The wall around Anthem Country Club, where I live, and my neighbor is Harry Reid, that's a pretty good example of a successful wall, too. Why does Harry Reid choose to live in a walled, gated, armed guard community if he's so against guns and walls? They're all full of crap, these people, but none is a better example than the wall in Israel. That's the absolute best example of all, because they had 10,000 terror attacks a year until the wall was completed. Now they have under 100, and they had massive illegal immigration, meaning, you know, Muslims rushing across the border to illegally get into Israel until they built the wall. Now nobody gets through, and there is no illegal immigration in Israel, you know, because they're lucky enough they don't have a Mexican porous border and an open border. They've got just one little tiny place, Palestine, where people can get through, and they built the wall there. So nobody gets through anymore.
All right, Wayne, you want to stick around?
No, I'm on the run now. I am on the run. I just want to call in and say hi to all my listeners. Let them know I'll be back tomorrow. And thank Lee. Merry Christmas, Lee. You're doing a great job, as always.
Wayne, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Merry Christmas to you. All right, top of the hour coming. Guests on the way. Stick around. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
One.